because I'm sitting in the hospital, like, watching television. Colorado hiker who amputated an arm in Utah canyon to escape boulder entrapment. Like, unless there's somebody else around, that's me. Like, why do people care?
That's Aaron Ralston, the mountain climber who amputated his own arm after being trapped under a boulder for 6 days. And people do care about his story. Many gathered last night at the Fayetteville Town Center to hear him speak, something that he has been doing regularly in the 8.5 years since his accident. He has spoken at least 60 times just this year. He speaks to encourage others in the hopes that they will change the way they look at things.
Given the times that we are living in this country, as well as the, I think just in general, we have a lot of adversity in life, and these are what I call our boulders. And sometimes they're actual rocks, but a lot of the time they take on any other kind of manifestation. And how we react to them and respond can open up doors and opportunities. It can be blessings even to absorb the gifts of what happens in our lives. And on the other side, we can choose to make it a tragedy if we so desired as well.
Blessing is a word that Aaron uses again and again. He considers his experience a blessing, to be able to help others put a positive spin on their personal situations.
Something can be a trauma or a tragedy, or, but it can also be a blessing or a gift. That we can, we also have the perspective of how bad is it? For me, I miss a plane, delayed, I'm going to forget a bag or something. But did I have to drink my own urine today? No. So maybe it's not so bad. I can look at this, the amputation on my arm, and know that while I was doing something so horrific, that to contemplate it as a healthy person, you know, mobile with our freedom and autonomy, that, yeah, it would be terrifying to consider amputating your arm. And yet I did it with a smile on my face.
Inspiring others is Aaron's goal now, but it is also why he was in that canyon to begin with. A former engineer, he left that life behind to chase his dream of being a mountaineer.
To sacrifice a lot of what I worked very hard and prepared my life for, to then be able to leave that behind, when I looked back on it from the bottom of that canyon where I was trapped and I was going to die, and I realized, you know, of all the accomplishments that I've had in my life, one thing that really stands out that I'm most proud of is this anti-accomplishment of quitting and leaving to go to actually do what I wanted to do. And when I was looking at it from that perspective of being, well, I'm going to die, but at least I did that for a year. I lived my passion. So I hopefully will touch a few people with that kind of a story as well, to pursue their passions.
When speaking of the actual amputation, he says that it was low on his list of options. After days of contemplation, he realized that he could use the boulder that was holding him captive to his benefit.
I finally, in the very end, after waiting then, and waiting, holding on, struggling, never giving up hope, but really giving up control for many days, that I finally had the epiphany that, oh, now I know I can get free. It was to use the rock in order to bend my arm just enough that the bones would break, and then to just use the little tiny blade of this knife in order to cut through the soft tissues. So rather than if I'd had a bone saw or something, that I could have done it all at once, it was this problem solving that just took a long time to coalesce into the final epiphany, and then it was all, you know, pull out all the stops.
Aaron sees this experience as the greatest gift he could have ever been given. He says he wouldn't change the experience for anything. His life now is much different from the one that he previously led. Today, a life with a wife and a child. A life that he saw in premonitions while trapped.
There's this little boy, and he appeared to me while I was there and what would become the last night. And it's I know, this metaphysical miracle of sorts, but that he is actually in my life today. This little boy that gave me the courage to get through to the very end. So just pushing him around in the stroller last night on our way home from the restaurant, and I look over the top and he looks back up at me, and to know, I said, thank you.
This is an important part of his story, and he tells it because he knows there's someone out there that needs it. The story of the human spirit, an extreme expression at an extreme moment. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.